are listening to the Gorman Bear Girls podcast. We're just two girls making memories and eating our way through life together. Welcome to our table. Hi, I'm Star.
And I'm Jen.
And we are the Gorman Bear Girls.
Hello, Star.
Hey, Jen.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing very well. So we are back at our table, and we have planned a two-part podcast episode, or episodes.
Yeah, kind of a little bit of a before
and after.
And after, like before the event, after the event.
Because we are getting ready to do something we love.
Yep.
Which is throw a party.
Yes.
We really look for any excuse possible. I mean, we will celebrate just about anything.
This is true, Jen, but this isn't just us celebrating anything, because this is actually a legitimate thing. This isn't us creating something. This is we're celebrating your birthday.
We are, which I feel kind of weird about, because I love having parties for everybody else and celebrating everything for everybody else. But like throwing my own kind of birthday party, even though I really want to do it because it's going to be so much fun, it feels a little bit strange because it's for me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, usually we'll go out to dinner. Don't you say, like, we usually do a lot for friends and family, but when it comes to the two of us, we're kind of like, oh, we'll
yeah,
just
we
go
usually
out to eat, or we'll do this, yeah, or we'll do that.
Or let's blow by it. We're kind of like, yeah. I know that was my big argument for my birthday. I was kind of like, yeah, I don't know. And maybe it's a little bit, because for me, I feel like it's Christmas and then we have New Year's and I'm like sandwiched right in between and there's so much activity that's going on, and sometimes I'm just kind of, I mean, I certainly don't want to be planning another party in the middle of that. And my birthday never goes by unrecognized by any stretch of the imagination, but it was nice when my dad was like, why don't you and your friends just come over to my house for dinner?
Really? Yeah, it was okay. Really nice. It was, yeah, fun.
Laid back, and that was good. But that's not how we normally do things.
No, we don't roll like that.
No, it's just, speaking of roll, it just rolls.
It snowballs.
It snowballs. It does. It's like an avalanche.
We have
of
one
ideas.
Tiny idea. And then when you put that together with our shared brain,
right,
it really snowballs into something ginormous.
It does.
Next thing you know, we're renting like smoke machines.
I know, right?
And
Shivari chairs.
Shivari chairs. And yeah, we transform the spaces that we have.
Right. So what we thought we would do with this kind of two-part podcast is, part one is going to be, we're just going to kind of talk a little bit about what some of our ideas are, give you some insight into how we brainstorm a party and how this is transformed. And then on Wednesday, we'll share with you, this is what it turned out to be.
Yeah, what actually happened.
Yeah,
and maybe we'll be able to share
some pictures,
photographs, yeah, of what it all looked like.
Right. So what kind of happened with this is, I feel like maybe you went a little bit from not wanting to really do much of anything to wanting this winter ball theme.
Yeah, so for me, I mean, my birthday is particularly difficult right now because my mom's birthday was the day before my birthday. So hers is January 18th, mine is January 19th. And we would always celebrate together in some fashion, even if we didn't do it, even if I was with friends or whatever on my birthday. The two of us kind of always, my whole life, kind of mashed our birthday together, which I always enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And so did she. So part of me wants to be like, let's just forget it all and, you know, whatever. But what seems to be happening for me that's been a therapy of sorts since she passed away is I throw myself more into giving someone a party. It makes me happy to do that. It makes me happy to entertain. And when my daughter-in-law had her birthday and we decided to have a surprise party for her, a lot of that is triggered, not just because I love people and I love to celebrate people, but because it makes me truly feel joy inside to, mm-hmm, be able to do that. Mm-hmm. So then I thought, you know what? I don't really want to go to a restaurant this year for my birthday, only because I feel like you don't get to visit as much with everybody at the table, mm-hmm, if you're just having a regular night out. I worry about the servers and turning the table for the servers, you know, getting out of there so that they can have other people in there and make their money and do what they have to do. And so rather feel rushed and that whole deal, I just thought it would be really nice to have something at home. And
right.
Then and we always start with a theme.
We do. And instead of, so a lot of times what happens is when it comes to me or for Jen, so a lot of times if it's something that's for Jen, I would host it at my house. Or if it's something for me, Jen hosts it at her house. But I feel like part of, there's a couple reasons why we're doing your birthday party at your house, but it's also a, it's kind of a comfortable thing when it's a celebration for you so that you can just totally relax and enjoy. You don't have to get up and go anywhere. You're going to be right in your house. And when the party is over, you can just
I'm going to take my heels off and walk upstairs to bed.
Yes. So so that makes it a little bit easier for you, probably more relaxed, and you know, you'll be able to enjoy it. And we're just, you know, kind of whatever, given the circumstances surrounding the whole birthday thing, as you've shared with, you know, your mom's birthday being the day before, like to make this as comfortable for Jen as possible so that she can have the best time is like really what's most important to us here. And so now what happens is the ideas start to flow. And yes, this is how we always do it. It's like ideas start bouncing.
Well, we are theme people.
Oh my gosh, we are.
And I know some, even in our friend group,
they think we're crazy.
They think we're a little bit crazy because we're like, okay, you need to wear this color. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
it makes it sound like we're bossy, Jen.
Yeah, well,
it's a suggestion.
I don't think we mean to be bossy.
No, but it's kind of fun.
It's like really fun for us. Yeah. And so we've really learned to like pull other people into that. And I think they really enjoy themselves as well.
Well, some of it is about, so when we plan a party, a lot of it is about personalization. Mm-hmm. And so I, for those of you that have listened before or those of you that already know me, I do floral design. I love more of what I do. Like I do weddings and things like that, but more of what I do that I really love is when it comes to creating a tablescape at a party, because you can get really personal with that.
Yeah.
And you personalize every place setting. People don't think about it sometimes, but when you go into somebody's home and something silly like you see your name at a specific spot, it, whether you realize it or not,
it welcomes you
and it makes you feel thought of, individually thought of. And so I love doing in-home party stuff because you can just, it like builds as time goes. As the like time goes on,
oh, and you're it builds.
Thinking, it builds. Oh, our husbands can attest to how it builds, but it's fun. It's, you know, Jen, you wanted this winter ball theme, and so we kind of try to do that for anybody when we're planning a party. It's like, well, what's their favorite color, or what is their favorite sport, or what is it? You know, like, is it, does somebody have a summer birthday and they really like something that is a summer activity? We try to incorporate that into the party.
Well, something that stands out to me is we have a friend, Heidi.
Yes.
And when it was her birthday, we all wore white because she loves white. And, you know, that's the very first thing that she noticed that night. She walked in, she was like, oh, this is so nice. And she turned around, she said, oh my goodness, you are all wearing white.
Mm-hmm.
And it really made her feel good that we thought to do that because she loves white.
Right.
And I don't know. It's just those little things.
We did the same thing for Elaine. Her favorite color is red.
And we all wore red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 It makes you feel special when people think of you like that.
Yeah. So there are really simple little things like that that you can do when you're planning a party that don't cost. They're not going to be an extensive cost to you, the party planner, nor are they an additional cost to your guests. You can come up with if you wanted to do something where there's a particular color scheme, most people can find something that fits into that color palette to wear
that they already have hanging in their closet.
And you may find that a little bit strange. Maybe that's not what you want to do at your party. And that's okay too.
Yeah.
It's just something. Yeah, we're just sharing what we like.
Yeah, not to interrupt you.
No,
go ahead. You can scale back any of these ideas mm-hmm. and still have it be beautiful. I mean, we just are crazy.
We are. We are. There's no.
Yeah, we really just go, we just take an idea and we just can't stop. It's really like, I wonder if they have rehabilitation centers for people like us.
They should. If they don't, they should. We like have party planning addiction.
Yes.
Of some sort.
We do. So we start with a theme. That's the first thing.
Right. And what is really great about this with you choosing the winter ball theme, we kind of talked about this when we were talking about our holiday traditions in our holiday traditions podcast. I think you may have made mention, Jen, at the beginning, and we never really came back to it, but about trees, Christmas trees. So Jennifer and I both put up a Christmas tree in every room.
Mm-hmm. Or almost every room.
Yeah. So we'll have, I mean, they're not in the, there might be like a little decorative tree or something on the, you know, in the restroom. But when it comes to like living room, dining room, entrance, family room,
hallways.
Yeah, we have a tree, a Christmas tree in all of these rooms. We're talking regular size or larger.
Yeah.
So, and you know, there is nothing wrong if you just put up one Christmas tree. We totally get it. We're crazy. And our friends make fun of us. I'll get people that'll send me things on Facebook. You know, I had that somebody do that this year, like, oh, here. And it was this picture of somebody that had been, I don't even remember where it was from, but they had like hundreds of trees everywhere. But I mean, we just like to do that. So part of the thing with your birthday being in January and this whole winter ball theme is that we're able to utilize, like, you undecorated your trees. And now I have instructed your husband where these trees need to be moved to in the house so that we can create kind of a wintry scape using all of these trees undecorated. And you've got some blue lights and some white lights.
On the trees, yeah. Where else are the lights going to be? Why don't we go there next?
We also have light curtains that will be hanging, like fairy light curtains that are hanging from the walls. And we have...
with tulle or like drapery.
Yeah. And we have snowflakes that will be suspended coming down from the ceiling. So it's going to be... we've got a kind of white and blue and silver. And we're using mostly a lighter kind of blue in the decorative elements, although the lights are a little more intense blue. But we wanted to kind of have that ethereal, snowy, winter evening in the
fairy tale type.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we're working with this. And then as far as the menu goes, I kind of felt bad about this in that, you know, I have to tell Jen, okay, your house needs to be like ready to go. You got to make sure that everything's cleaned up and blah, blah, blah by such and such a date because we're going to come in and like transform everything. And you've got the twins,
yeah.
Jen. You've got 10-year-old twins. So it's like, hey guys, you can't play for 3 days. Keep your stuff out of the general living
space.
Well,
we have a big basement. We won't be using our basement space. And they, you know, bedrooms and all that stuff. So they're good.
Yeah. So then when it comes to the menu, I will be doing the preparations for the meal.
Wahoo!
And so I've been trying to, honestly, so we're recording this prior to the party because kind of one of the things that we want to do in this two-part thing is show you, here's what we say before, here's what happens, here's what it turns into after. So, because it does kind of transform sometimes.
Well, we might get 100 more ideas before the party.
That's right. There is still time. But I'm trying to just come up with some things that I know are like, well, these are some of your favorite things, Jen, that you like to eat. And so another thing that we always like to do at a party is as the guests arrive, we serve a...
welcome drink.
Right. And so you chose a particular drink for this year. Mm-hmm. Usually we don't ask guests.
No, we usually
we just do
a surprise.
It's a surprise. Yeah. So a lot of this that's happening, and of course, because we're discussing it, there's not much that's going to be a surprise to Jen about this, but that's okay. She's into it.
I am so into it.
So you chose a particular drink that kind of fits with our theme.
Yeah, it's like a winter white Cosmo, right?
Yeah.
And it, I don't know if there's a variation. Like, there are some things I don't know. I just have kind of said to you, well, I like this. It's a drink that we've had at, help me.
Bonefish.
Bonefish Grill. Yeah. That's right. And we had it there a couple of years ago. It was a winter white cocktail. I can't even remember exactly what they called it on their menu, but I really liked it. And so when we started planning this theme, I thought, oh, that would be a great welcome drink.
Right. So what I did was I asked your daughter-in-law, who had in college when she was living out in California, she actually was working her way through college as a bartender. And I'm like, hey, Alyssa.
Or a mixologist.
Yeah, or a mixologist. Say. That's right. She knows what she's doing. So since I will be working with all of the food, see, normally when we do a party, Jen and I are doing a lot of these things together.
Mm-hmm.
But because
and
I'm not.
I do feel bad about that.
But you shouldn't. It's your birthday.
I know, but I feel
so
bad.
Since I have to eliminate her completely from any of this stuff other than ideas. Believe me, she's throwing the ideas out there. But other than that, I'm trying to incorporate our friends into the mix here with
to
helping
help.
With things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's because we tend to go a little bit over the top. It's a little bit more work. But that's okay. It's what we do. It's what we like to do. We wouldn't have it any other way.
So we have our welcome drink as people come in, and then we usher them.
Then we usher them into what is kind of like the cocktail area, which we're transforming your dining room into this kind of space where there's going to be several trees in there. The lighting in the room in and of itself is going to be like that blue lighting.
Yeah, I should also say our entire first floor, my husband, Paul, has gotten blue. He bought blue light bulbs.
Yes.
And so everything is going to have that blue look to it. There isn't going to be any kind of harsh, like regular
white. Yeah, everything's going to be real soft.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things then that this kind of just boom out of nowhere. Well, I shouldn't say out of nowhere. So what we always do is we always create a cheese board.
Yeah.
And sometimes we'll serve some hot hors d'oeuvres as well, or some have, you know, some cold hors d'oeuvres, whatever. But this time we're keeping it just to cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And Anaïs at Chantal's is creating for us a cheese tower that looks like a cheesecake. She'll
Yay!
Be decorating that. She's using four of Jennifer's favorite cheeses, if it's possible to narrow down to four. She's using four of those cheeses in that. So we have her doing that. And we'll spend probably about an hour just greeting one another and having some conversation as everyone is arriving and enjoying their welcome drink. And
I'm super excited about that. When I looked at her Instagram and I saw that she was doing those cheese towers, and they do look like a wedding cake.
Mm-hmm.
They are so beautiful. I was so intrigued by that. And if you haven't listened to that episode and you want to listen to her talk more about that, because that was really a dream of hers. She was so excited when she was able to start to do that. But when I saw that, I thought, I want one of those. And so, yeah, I am really excited. That's going to be something different. We've never had a cheese tower before at a party.
That's
so
not
that's
true.
Going to be new.
What? I created a cheese tower for Christian and Abby's engagement party.
You did?
I did. But
I
I'm
forgot
sure,
all about
yeah,
that.
I'm sure it was nothing like what this one is. Because that was all basically, I mean, we did cheese and
yes.
we had like cheese and
oh,
charcuterie and some
yeah.
vegetables. But
I
yeah,
forgot
it
about
was
that.
But it was not the same thing. It was very basic. But they wanted that because my son loves cheese. So does my daughter-in-law.
So
yeah,
good.
So who doesn't love cheese?
I know.
If you don't love cheese.
Well, there are some lactose intolerant people out there.
But there are cheeses.
Yes. And if you listen to,
that podcast, she talks about the whole lactose intolerance thing and cheese. Yeah. Go check that out. So we're doing that. And then we'll move to the table. And I'm still coming up with ideas for the menu. But so we had talked about one of the things that I really wanted to do at Christmas time for our Christmas open house was to make porchetta. And so we were thinking, well, maybe we'll do this for this party. But I was thinking one of the things that you really like are braised short ribs.
I do.
And so I'm not sure yet, but I think just for the sake of keeping things what I know, and probably more people will, I know that more people in our group would enjoy the braised short ribs. So I'm thinking of doing that. I'm also thinking of, I found a copycat recipe for, and if you've been listening to the podcast, you know that one of Jen's favorite things to eat at Eddie V's is crab fried rice. So I found a copycat recipe for that. I would incorporate
Can't
both.
Wait to eat.
I know, right? I'm so hungry. There's no food here in front of us right now. But I was thinking of, we never really follow a recipe exactly anyway. Not when it comes to stuff like that. You have to be careful with certain recipes. There are certain things that you cannot modify. You must stick to things precisely. But I wanted to somehow incorporate it so that it's not just all a bunch of rice with this stuff in there. But I'm thinking of maybe using like half rice and half rice cauliflower because it just adds another element into there. And then I'm going to do for the first course. So that would be kind of like the second course. I'm thinking of braised short ribs with, I'm going to buy the multicolored carrots and do a pretty roasted carrot.
Oh, and I love roasted carrots.
I know. They're so good. Mm-hmm. But then I thought when we first sit down to the table, maybe doing, I don't know if I'm going to do like microgreens or if I'll do arugula or something. And I'm thinking of either a kind of like a little spin on avocado toast, only on a smaller scale, doing it maybe on a crisp, like on a cracker or, you know, taking some French bread and kind of toasting that a little bit and then spreading the avocado on top of that. And I have some ideas of things I might want to do to decorate that with a Parmesan crisp or I don't know.
I love avocado.
Yeah.
And it's a superfood.
It is. So just trying to, that's what the menu is kind of looking like right now. And then we've had some great wines recently that we have tried that we'll serve with our meal. And then for dessert, we have Casey Renee from the Whitfield at the Ace Hotel in Pittsburgh is making a cake for you. But I'm not going to tell you
what that is. That is the one element
of surprise. That's going to be a surprise. You know that it's that she's doing the cake, but I'm not telling you the flavor of the cake or the filling of the cake.
And if you don't know much about Casey Renee, we've talked about her before, but if you've not heard those podcast episodes and you want to go back and listen, that's great. But even if you don't want to go back and listen, go to her Instagram and check her out, or just go eat at the Ace Hotel, because you have some desserts that she's made. You will never be the same. I really feel like that. It is so good, everything she makes. And you know, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because I know we've talked about it before, but yeah, I feel like so privileged that she's making my cake. I'm super excited about it because I know every bite's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be delicious. No doubt. So that's kind of what we've got going on there. Now, a lot of times, because of how we're kind of transforming the space in your house, we've also been known to create a dance floor.
Yes. Well, I love to do that. I love to dance. I'm not one for really going out and dancing like in groups of people. I don't know, you know, I'm going to be 46 this birthday. And I know there's a lot of people that love doing that. It's just not my thing. But I love to dance with my friends at home. Mm-hmm. And then I can look as ridiculous as I want. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. That's going to be our entertainment, watching each other dance.
Yeah. After we eat all this food. And
Well, we can burn it off.
Right.
It'd be fun.
That's the way to do it.
But before we get there, let's talk about the chairs, the tablescape. Do we want to do that a little
bit? Sure.
Just so people get an idea.
Sure. So we both love, I mean, they just look so pretty. A lot of times in parties past, what we've done, We've done some parties outside where we set up like a very long, almost kind of farm style seating, and we'll do folding chairs, and we have we actually own the white cover, you know, we'll cover the chairs with those and do the tablecloths and the whole nine yards with that. But just because this is a little bit fancier, this is kind of more of a fancy party. We don't always do parties in home where we're getting really dressed up.
Right.
But this is a really dressed up party. So just to give you a little bit of an idea, Jennifer's wearing a full length gown with a tulle bottom off the shoulder, embellished on top. Mine's actually two piece. I've got like a little fuzzy kind of croppish almost, but it's not crop because it does meet my waistline, like fuzzy kind of a sweater with a big tulle, full length tulle skirt. And we're expecting our
suit
husbands
tie.
To wear suit and tie. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit fancier. And we wanted to just even to kind of put into that, we're going to use some sequin silver tablecloths, and we've rented shibari chairs. I know some of you are probably like, I'm shutting this podcast off now. Who do these people think they are? Like, who does this?
But this is our idea of fun, though.
Yeah.
And like I said, you can have a party.
Yeah, you don't have to do this.
You do not have to do this. No.
No.
Not even anything.
And we
close.
Don't do this for, like, we don't rent shibari chairs for every party.
This is our first shibari chair rental.
It is. That is very true. And I do want to say this, too, because I think that it might help people to understand a little bit more. There is that whole element of where you're at emotionally, mm-hmm. right now, that lends to all of this. This is, we're trying to make this really special for a very special reason, because this has been difficult. You lost your mom. She was young. And her birthday's before yours. So this is a celebration of life. And one thing that I have learned, you have said this, Jen, for so many years before this even. It's okay. And just for full disclosure, guys, this is hard for her. This conversation is hard for her. She's tearful across the table. Her mom was a wonderful, wonderful woman. It's hard that she's not here with us anymore. And one thing I've learned from Jennifer over the years before she even lost her mom is that people are worth celebrating. Spend time and celebrate the ones that you love. And that doesn't mean you have to spend a bunch of money on a party. Sometimes it is simply what we are trying to convey to you from week to week as we come together. When we say welcome to our table, it's about spending time with people you care about, with people who share common interests, people who have, even if you don't think you share common interests with certain people, it's about investing in each other's lives. And so for us, we just really wanted to make this birthday super special. And we're able to do it. Her husband is like being so cooperative with all of this. Poor Paul. He's like, okay, now do I need to order? And every day I get like is there anything else I need to order, star? And I'm like, I don't know. Not until Jen decides there's something else that she wants. So we're just trying to create a really special environment. And it's not, I just don't want you guys, you, our listener, to think like that what our parties always consist of is us spending thousands of dollars on, you know, it's not a wedding. We get that. Like, we're not spending, you know, exorbitant amounts of money. We are very careful about making sure that we shop for things, that we shop for the best prices. We don't just haphazardly go spend money on, you know, these items. A lot of the things we do have, because I've been doing this whole floral thing for a long time. So a lot of this stuff we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to entertaining and stuff, when it comes to glassware and plates and,
yeah, and, we
and
purchase,
our chargers.
So when we get a good deal on things, yeah. We purchase them and then we use them over and over for parties.
Right.
And,
because we
and
do
we
entertain
go to
a lot.
The dollar store a lot for,
oh,
for
yeah.
glasses.
It's a great
things.
Place to buy glasses, like if you're trying to
and even
go with a color scheme.
Different colored plates sometimes, mm-hmm. or chargers. You just never know what they're going to have.
Right.
So check that out if you've not thought of doing that.
Exactly. Or I will watch. I watch for sale a lot of times. The way that I will pick out my color scheme for Christmas next year or for Easter next year or whatever the holiday occasion is I go in afterwards and I go to places like Pier mm-hmm. One, or I'll, like on the Pottery Barn website, like they'll have clearance. Things that are on there. You look at what the clearance is. You can, I actually have some things I found at our house that are their clearance things from Christmas that I have at home in a cart, you know, that,
yeah.
in my virtual cart there that I'm contemplating, like, is this a color scheme that I would want to use for next year? Because you can get things
right for very reasonably priced.
Yeah, way more reasonably priced that way. So it's not like we're going the week before an event and spending crazy money right. on this stuff. You do have to be smart about it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Know? Yeah.
You have to be smart about what you spend.
Yeah. But for me, this is very therapeutic in a way. This mm-hmm. is just something that's very joyful for me. I love to plan parties. It's just, it's a little strange. I'm doing, you know, like thinking of ideas for myself because typically
right,
I don't do
normally,
that.
Right. I wouldn't mm-hmm. let you, I wouldn't let you do that.
But it's fun.
It is.
You know, and I'm.
Well, this is how we do it. Jen, like all the time, this is because mm-hmm. normally we're planning something for somebody else or
yeah
you know,
and it is a hard year because last year, this is my second birthday without her, but she passed right before Christmas last year, so I was in a fog, I think mm-hmm. for I went through Christmas and my birthday just kind of not knowing which way was up mm-hmm. like I was just going through the motions of daily life, and right. this year I'm really feeling everything mm-hmm. and last year I wasn't feeling it so much. So. Right.
But it's good to feel.
It is.
It's
yeah,
good to feel.
It is.
And it's a, I always say, ugh, geez, not to like get super sentimental. I feel like we're making this really sentimental podcast in some way.
This was not our, but this is our table.
No, but this is our table. This
so
is life.
So if you were sitting here with yeah. us, I mean, this is the conversation
this is how
we would be having.
This
probably.
Is how it happens. I just celebrate, like, you know, I loved your mom. I am so thankful for your mom because without Mary, there would be no Jen. So it's, and like I said, I just do want to reiterate that again. You have said this for years. Birthdays are important. A lot of us just kind of say, I don't care. I'm such and such an age anymore. It doesn't really matter. And I get that because I have kind of felt that way. Like, well, we don't need to do anything. I tell my husband, like, don't buy me anything. It's fine. Like, we just did Christmas with everybody. You don't, because it's not about that anyway.
No.
It really isn't. Mm-mm. And especially once you get older,
yeah.
it's harder to kind of buy things for people.
I actually specified, and I hope everybody.
Yeah, you,
you
told,
know,
I did share that on the invitation.
I said, I don't want any gifts. I really just want the presence of people.
Right.
Around my table.
Well,
that
and that's what's
about.
Last. Memories last far beyond mm-hmm. a tangible gift that somebody gives you that, you know. That may go out of style or a break or whatever. I mean, it's the memories that you create with people. And so people are worth celebrating in any occasion, whatever mm-hmm. it is, whether it's at a birthday or just at a time where you're gathering around the table, share time with people. And that's kind of our, we did talk on our previous podcast about what it means when we say welcome to our table. But that is something that we are trying to do with people is just regain. I feel like some of that has been lost over years.
Yeah.
Regain that whole idea that take time, pause from your busy life and sit together
with people you love.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy a meal. Enjoy conversation.
Yes.
You will never regret that.
No.
You will never, never, never regret that. And that might mean you prepare a meal like we're having for Jen's birthday, or it might mean you head out and grab a pizza and, you know, and a pitcher of beer somewhere. I don't know. Or maybe that's not your thing. Or you go and you grab dessert somewhere or go get an ice cream cone together. Maybe that's what that means. It
yeah.
doesn't matter. Whatever it is.
We did a Christmas party with our friends this year. And we sort of did what 'tis a tacky Christmas was the mm-hmm. theme. And ugly sweaters and this and that. Whatever you decided to wear. And we got pizza.
Yeah, we ordered out.
Yeah, we ordered out. Yeah. Why not? And it made it easy.
It
made it fun, and we had a really enjoyable evening. It does not have to be crazy over the top to have
just
great
time
with mm-hmm. great people.
Right. Because that is what we just want to make sure that we are definitely conveying to you that people are what it's about.
That's right.
That's what it's about. It's about the people and the time that you spend together, the conversations that you have.
Right. So we're having dessert. We're going to dance a little. Anything else we need to say before we wrap up part one?
I don't know. We'll just, who knows what could happen. I feel like we're in the kind of the end stages of what this is going to what the party is going to be. But one of the things that we just kind of wanted to show you is that sometimes last minute things change, and who knows, it could be a beach party by the time.
Oh my.
No, we're not going to transform into that. we could be pouring sand all over your dining room floor. Get the trees out. We're having a beach party. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how this all turns out. We'll take some pictures and we'll share that with you in part two of our Jennifer's Winter Ball birthday celebration.
Yeah. And you might want to tell people how they can connect with us or follow us on Instagram to see those pictures.
Yes. So our Instagram is at Gourmandburgh, GOURMANDBURGH. Or if you would like to contact us, maybe you have an idea for a party or, I don't know, suggestions for the podcast, please send us an email as well. You can reach me at star, and that is star with one R, STAR, at Gourmandburgh Girls, GOURMANDBURGHGIRLS.com. Or Jen, they can reach you at
Jen@GourmandburghGirls.com.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And if you would like to subscribe to our podcast, we would so appreciate that. Rate us, review us, tell people about us. You can find us on iTunes and anywhere you might want to find a podcast to listen to. You'll find us there.
Right. Because you know what? Everybody wants to listen in on a couple of crazy girls' conversations. Over the top. What is up with these people?
Anyway. All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.